There's a rallying cry among some outdoor enthusiasts who say nature isn't just for white people. They want recreation organizations to do more to attract people of color. A number of groups in Birmingham have sprung up in recent years. The Birmingham Audubon Society isn't new, but it's trying a new approach. WBHM's Gigi Duban took a trip recently where black conservationists led a birding trip in Hale County.
Early on a humid Saturday morning, more than 100 people strap on binoculars and head to the Joe Farm near Greensboro in the Black Belt. They're here to see birds, specifically Mississippi kites. The farm's owner, Cornelius Joe, is determined to deliver. He hops on his mower and starts cutting hay. That shakes loose all sorts of big bugs, bugs Mississippi kites love to eat. And it works. Within seconds, these birders get a prime view of a kite that swoops down to feast on grasshoppers. That's Drew Lanham, professor of wildlife at Clemson University. He's leading this birding trip. And as a black man, he knows it's not every day you see someone who looks like him leading a group into the outdoors.
Birding has been for a very long time a really homogenized, milky white kind of endeavor. I've always said it's one of the whitest things that you can do, but here I am, a black man, doing it.
He says part of the reason there aren't many others like him is opportunity and exposure.
Sometimes if you're shut out, if you are deliberately kept away from these activities, if it's promoted as something that's not for you, then you tend to stay away from it.
Lanham says to have black birders lead a trip like this provides the optics that have been missing for a long time from these pursuits. But he says it's also good role modeling for other people of color who want to dip a toe into the outdoors. Black outdoorsy role models are one thing Jason Ward says he never had. Ward hosts a web series called Birds of North America.
When I was younger, I loved nature. I loved animals. But when I turned on Animal Planet or Nat Geo, no one looked like I did.
So he kept it to himself. And he says that could have killed his dream of a career in conservation.
Just the simple fact that I had this misconception in my mind that it wasn't for me.
Ward is another leader on today's birding trip. He says it's up to various nature groups to do what the Birmingham Audubon Society is trying to do with this trip. Attract a more diverse audience to the outdoors. Smaller groups have popped up around Birmingham. There's Black People Run, Bike, and Swim, and there's Girl Trek Birmingham, a movement to encourage black women to walk every day. Salaam Green started a similar group called Brown Girl Walking. Green never felt like she belonged in the outdoors. She was a pretty sedentary kid.
I was an overweight child, and then no one thought that I could go outside and do anything.
She struggled with depression. It wasn't until her 40s that she discovered walking and nature as a way to find the quiet spaces she craved. She says it helped her mental health so much, she wanted to share it with others. Through Brown Girl Walking, Green and a group of other women of color explored different parks around the city.
And at first it was for weight loss and all these other things, but now it's just a platform that I built to show that brown girls can just go out and walk, whether it's 10 minutes or 5 miles.
She says now it's her mission to keep showing other women of color how the outdoors is for them as much as anyone else. Gigi Duban, WBHM.